Welcome to the 10-Minute Entrepreneur Podcast, intended to equip and encourage business owners and aspiring entrepreneurs. Taught by active business owner, best-selling author, and teacher, Sean Castrina.
Today's podcast is what we all learned about Johnny Depp. If you watched this trial, you learned a lot about what wealth is and what wealth isn't. And, you know, we look at Hollywood, and it seems to be whenever you look behind the doors, and the more doors you look through, there's a train wreck. You look at performers, you know, golly, you look at Elvis, you look at Prince, and you go, you know, Whitney Houston. It's endless. Kurt Cobain. And you look at some of these actors, you know, Belushi, and you just keep going. Just keep going all the way down the line. And what you do is you see that they have wealth financially and maybe some notoriety, but real wealth, I mean, wealth that has depth, that you're actually happy. At the end of the day, wealth to me, if I could define it, is am I happy? Because if you have money and you're not happy, it's irrelevant. So I use happiness just at the core of who I am. I'm happy with me. I'm happy with where my life is. I'm happy where my life is going. I'm happy because I have these various things I'm going to share with you in my life. And I believe there's 10 ways to measure wealth. And if you want to put yourself on a scoring system, hopefully you're going to score above a 7 on this. But the first thing is, regarding wealth, is time. Freedom of time. When I used to work 80 hours a week, and I wasn't getting paid the kind of money I should have for it, and I wasn't getting, you know, the results that I should have gotten from it, I was just giving away my time. I had no freedom. I wasn't happy. So I started a business because I wanted freedom of time. I didn't want to miss any of my kids' sporting events or anything they had to do at school. When they got off the bus, I wanted to be there. Time was valuable to me. I watched my dad work 80 hours a week, and I didn't see where he got wealthy. And he was just miserable all the time. So freedom of time. We all have 168 hours in a week. I'm going to ask you, do you have time freedom? Number two is, how is your health? Hey, if you don't have your health, nothing else matters. Okay, Steve Jobs, cancer. And you go all the way to down, and you get people that struggle with, you know, obesity, and they have no energy and things of that nature. If you don't have health to be able to do the things that I'm going to talk about, for the rest of these, that's not any level of wealth that I want. You may have, again, one area of wealth. You have financial wealth, but you're working 80 hours a week, and it's going to prevent you from having these other things that I'm going to talk about, and you don't have your health. Third thing is relationships. I mean, who could you call and have a great conversation with? Who could you call to be encouraged by? Who could you call because the world just literally, you know, turned on you? Do you have relationships like that? You know, people say, well, my girlfriend or my wife. No, you need more than that, okay? You need a lot more than that. They're good, but you need more than that. I have the same five closest friends since the day I showed up at college. And it takes work to cultivate them. We do vacations together. We do life together. We don't do any social media together. I always told them, hey, if you can't afford to call me, I'll pay the phone bill. Okay, so key relationships that encourage you, that support your dreams. You know, I just did the weekend MBA, and I had all my buddies there to help with that, you know, as well as my family. That's amazing. Okay, next is, what about your mastery of skills and knowledge? I mean, these are the things that allow you to have financial success, allow you to have great career success, or maybe, you know, notoriety. I mean, we all are given a set of skills, you know, just a few. Tiger Woods, it would be golf. But you have something that you're mastering, you're exceptional at, okay? In sports, in high school and college, to me, it would have been wrestling. You know, I worked hard at it, and it paid my way to college and things like that. So it was worth it. And then as I got out of it, I learned how to communication skills, and sales became a mastery skill that I worked hard at. And then it was entrepreneurship, starting and growing businesses. So I've always had a set of skills that I'm constantly mastering. And in each phase of life, they changed. And then I say, do you have skills that age well? I believe that you could prop my head up on a conference table at 90 and I could still give small business advice. Great, you know, companies under 500, I mean, that, you know, they do make up 99% of all the companies. So good target audience. Next, what about your career? Are you doing what you want to be doing? It's funny, I said this to my son the other day. He was talking about, you know, money he was making. He does real well. And I said, but do you like what you're doing? And he went back to the money. I go, that's not what I asked you. Do you like what you're doing? Because if you do what you do for free, then you got a great career. I always, you know, I keep, there's certain careers that I see people do. I'm like, I would love to do that. Like, I could talk about sports all day. When I listen to, you know, to the guys on sports radio, on ESPN in the morning, Keyshawn and Will and all those guys and Max, and then, you know, Colin Cowherd in the afternoon, I'm like, I could do that for free. I would start every one of my episodes with, I'm the luckiest human being alive. I'm getting paid millions of dollars to talk about sports. That would be one of them if I had a do-over. Next, we're talking about just 10 components, I believe, of just true wealth. And wealth being having you're happy because your life has purpose, it has great people in it, it has great freedom in it. You have the ability to do the things I'm talking about, okay? We just went over career. Next would be, do you have mentors, influencers, partners in your life? Within your life, you have people that push you, people that you're aspiring to be like. Do you have people around you that can help you get to the next level or can support you if you're at that highest level? But you got to be in close proximity to people that can change your future. Let me say that again. Do you have close proximity to people that can change your future? All right, that's wealth. That's wealth. Next, does your life have any adventure in it? Does your lifestyle have any adventure in it? It's one thing we kind of see in social media. We see people doing super cool things. Like, there's certain things that aren't cool to me, like jumping off a cliff, not cool. Not cool to me because I'm always afraid that the water below is not deep enough. I'm going to hit a rock and then nothing's going to work from the neck down for the rest of my life. But there's some adventures that I think are cool. I like whitewater rafting. I think that's cool. And I was a lifeguard, so I feel like I can swim in the event that I fall out. But, you know, just doing cool things. I like my lifestyle in that I play golf a couple mornings a week, 9 holes, of course, hour and 20 minutes. Golf is not made to be over an hour and a half. You know, I play tennis with some college kids. Yeah, good. I like my lifestyle. Next is peace of mind. If you're constantly bombarded with mental stress, and I have been there. I tell you, a year ago, we, you know, with the pandemic, you know, and then we had a lot of our key guys go out on their own because they could make a king's ransom. It was, I went through 6 months of stress, and it was probably the most stress I'd gone through in the last 5 years. And then 5 years ago, I had, you know, a similar situation where we changed the culture in our company. But when you don't have peace of mind, I tell you, when you have money, it doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. Next is spiritual. Most of us, again, I can't speak for everyone, but most of us identify with being created by some, you know, there wasn't just a big bang. Okay, that's like, you know, a junkyard exploding and a Rolex watch being there or a Mercedes. I don't buy into that. But understand that we have a creator and having a relationship and acknowledging that. I think that's significant to most people on our planet. If you don't ascribe to that, hey, that's up to you. Next is, are you making contribution? Are you having impact? This is legacy building. You know, what are you doing that's going to outlive you? Okay, I believe to have real wealth, and that's that purpose, you want to have contribution, you want to have impact. To me, I want to equip, encourage, and educate entrepreneurs. Every day I wake up, that's a singular thing that I want to do outside of making money, outside of my businesses. I want to, so when people ask me questions, I give them to them because I want to help them. I want to help business owners. I want to share with them the lessons that I've learned. Again, what we talked about today was just, I think, healthy wealth. Healthy wealth. And I believe you need to have about 7 of these to really to have that. Number one, you need to have some freedom of time. You need to have health, because health gives you energy, and if you don't have health, you can't do anything. Relationships. People that would do anything in the world for you. People that love you the way you are. They accept you the way you are. Hey, they wish you'd grow and improve, but they love you for who you are. I always say, none of my friends have ever asked me what I make, how much I make for a living. Never. I couldn't tell you what any of my friends make either. Mastery of skills, constant improvement in areas where you're gifted, just keeps getting better. Your career, you do it for nothing. You love what you do. You have mentors, influencers in your life, partners in your life, close proximity, people that are that can help change your future. Partners have changed my future. My partnerships have been, you know, extraordinarily successful for me. Does your life have adventure in your lifestyle? Do you travel? Do you see new things? Go to new restaurants? Peace of mind. If you're under constant stress, can't be happy. I know I can't. Spiritual, the component within your life, you know, you're created by, I'm a faith-based guy, so I definitely believe I have a creator. I have extraordinary DNA. Do you have a relationship with that? I feel like if you don't have that relationship, again, that could create some unhappiness, depression, anxiety, and so many other things where we get rid of the anxiety and the depression because we have a spiritual component in our lives. And our contribution and impact. Are you doing something that's going to outlive you, simply put? I hope you got something out of today's podcast. My goal is always to share with you something that will equip, encourage, and educate you in the least amount of time possible. So grateful you listen to the podcast. It's so popular, continues to grow, but tell others about it. If you could give it a great review, we're always happy about that as well. Just tell others. This podcast is brought to you by GetStartedMarketing.com. You need more leads. You need more sales. Not enough people are going to your site. You're not selling enough, or you don't understand marketing. Get some help. GetStartedMarketing.com. We will talk again soon.